What's today?
Today is National Goof Off Day.
It's National Goof Off Day.
Do something fun and leave the work until tomorrow.
When everybody else around is goofing off.
Goofing around?
You're goofing off?
Like a bunch of goof offs.
What am I doing?
I'm putting on a show.
Hey, it's enough goofing off.
Oh, happy National Goof Off Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Now, before you say that's all we do, that's not all we do, right? Right, Karina?
No,
Karina.
It's just another day that ends in Y.
Okay, then.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Now every button we push this morning, I'll be like, is this official work, pushing this button, or are we goofing off? National Goof Off Day. We have to define goofing off because...
No, we just have to justify it.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, because most of our work is creative, and sometimes it comes from goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, apparently it has its positivity to it. And
Goofing off? Oh, yeah, I know that.
We need to, like, put this in writing somewhere, because that way when they say you're goofing off, we can be like, this is how it's really good for our business.
What? Why are you looking at your computer screen?
Because I have a list of amazing reasons to justify goofing off every
day. Are you kidding me? You can justify it.
I can.
Oh, well, please do. Go ahead.
Creativity. I mean, we need that with what we do, right?
Every day.
Every day. Our brains don't do well with being chained to a desk, and playing games and exploring the world gives us time to make connections, see the world differently, and break out of old habits.
If you have the job where you're putting the same nail in the same shoe every single day, God bless you. I like that. We need that. We have to come up with something new every day. It's our job.
Yes.
So yes, creativity. Go.
Social engagement. Playing volleyball or ping pong in the office can be a great way to enhance collegiality and encourage people to work together.
I like the first part, but no, we don't want to play sports. Somebody will break a hip and go to the hospital.
Do you suck at ping pong?
No, it's just that it'll start fights here, trust me.
Oh, okay. Everybody's very...
Competitive and kind of crazy. So I like the first part of what you said, but I don't know about
it. I didn't write it.
Okay, number three.
Health. Engaging in fun activities, good for physical, mental, and emotional health.
Totally agree.
Get that insurance premium down, baby.
Yeah, because there are a lot of mentals that work here. So if we could get that mental health thing worked on. Yes.
And the last one is it's cost effective. Incorporating playing time into your business doesn't have to be expensive, time consuming, or difficult. Oh, I like this idea. You have to hire a gourmet chef or offer unlimited vacation days.
Unlimited vacation days? Ain't gonna happen here, sister. Christmas is coming. That's my vacation.
I like it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night television, Jimmy Fallon is goofing off. No, he's actually talking about that boat Ever Forward. That doesn't seem to be going anywhere in the Maryland Chesapeake.
That's going
to
go down in history.
Yeah. An interesting photo bomb in Pittsburgh during a wedding.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I would not mind this man photobombing anything I did, let alone a wedding, but yes, it was pretty awesome.
We've got that coming up, and there it is as well, which is someone else goofing off and us making fun of them.
It's that kind of day. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
A massive cargo ship is stuck in the mud off the coast of Maryland. The vessel, called the Ever Forward, grounded in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, the Ever Forward got stuck. Which is why they're renaming it The Irony.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Yeah, you're not going to get this story from Mark Lawrence. You might get it as a late night soundbite from Jimmy Fallon later on today, but a burglar broke into a shoe store in Miami. Where? Florida.
And there it is.
And he stole a whole bunch of sneakers. The only problem was they were all left feet.
The most messed up thing about it is that they took a bunch of left shoes. Just come forward and drop off the shoes. Just leave them here. I don't need to turn them over to the cops. I don't care about that. I pray that God put some sense into them and they just do the right thing at least.
Even the cheapest shoe store in the world, you ever notice why they only have one shoe in the box at the bargain shoe store?
Yes.
So you can't steal them.
Johan Alvarez pleading with the thief to bring the shoes back. Dude, save yourself some time and just buy a righty, okay?
If you can find it. Or just keep running around in circles. There it is.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We got reprimanded for not mentioning Friday nights. Losers.
We're very sorry about that.
There was just too many of them. We couldn't handle it, guys. Come on.
Well, we needed a minute.
We needed a day.
We needed to cope with it, but we're ready to delve into the sadness.
We will talk about March sadness from Friday and tomorrow, perhaps, if we have the strength. March sadness from Saturday, and yesterday we covered Sunday. And
I might need some therapy.
Just doing a show gives you the need to get therapy. March sadness, nonetheless, on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Sure, there are winners and there are losers. But when you try to do a feature on a morning radio show highlighting the losers and it's Monday and there's just too many of them all weekend, you just do the Sunday night losers. Or do you?
You can only handle so much.
I know. But then we received word that maybe we were slighting the Friday night losers, the colleges that you never really hear talked about on the radio. So, Karina, brace yourself.
As if we weren't sad enough, we're really sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry that we made you even sorrier than your sorry butts already are. But anyway, here's another chapter. We'll call it Friday Nights, March.
It's March Sadness.
March Sadness. Who's falling off the bracket? Oh, wait, they already did on Friday night.
They have already fallen.
Yes.
Loyola Chicago.
Oh, that's the one with the old nun. I love that school. They lost already?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't see them on the bracket.
Not very loyal. Jacksonville State.
I'm assuming that's in Florida?
No, they made me Google them. That's how much I didn't know.
Oh, that's sad. Where are they from?
Jacksonville, Alabama. Oh. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not the Tide. What do they roll?
They don't roll in basketball. Let's just put it that way.
All right, fine.
Montana State.
Didn't even know they existed, but a little sadness for them as well.
Just stick to watching Yellowstone. Yale.
Yale. Okay. Ivy League. Not so great.
Stick to your lawyer abilities. Yeah. Clearly not excelling in basketball.
Good luck passing the bar. Yes.
Delaware. Wasn't aware they had a basketball team.
Go Blue Hens. What? Anyway.
Southern California. What are they going to do? Go get some sushi.
Yeah. Sit on the beach and contemplate next season.
Alabama taking another hit, Tom.
Another Alabama. Oh, yeah. That's the Alabama that lost to Notre Dame. That's the Roll Tide Alabama.
In football, baby. Roll Tide, roll. Virginia Tech.
Va-Tech loses? Goodbye.
Virginia took a hit the other day. Those Virginia lovers are so sad. Chattanooga.
Oh, Chattanooga. Well, you choo-choo yourself right off the bracket.
California State Fullerton. I think they just threw that one in there for fun.
I don't even think that's a real college. I don't know.
Wright State, wrong Friday.
Wrong Friday for you to play. So long, Wright State.
UAB sounds like a country in the Middle East. But it's actually another hit for Alabama.
Alabama, Birmingham. Goodbye. Yes. Goodbye.
Davidson. That's pretty vague.
Harley-Davidson? Yeah. I don't know. I'm lost.
Colgate.
Colgate. Oh, when you were beating Bucknell, everybody said Bucknell wasn't good this year. Well, guess what? Colgate made it to the dance, but no more dancing.
But get yourself some toothpaste. There you go. And have some shiny white teeth.
Okay.
Seton Hall. Not a seat in March Madness, but a seat in March Sadness.
Yes!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll let Karina regroup after the March Sadness. Ladies, you're getting married. It's the biggest day of your life. And then you get photobombed by Tom Hanks.
Yes!
That makes it more than just the greatest day of your life.
It makes you have a picture worth some money.
Details on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
It happened in Pennsylvania, but wait a minute. This isn't going to be one of them situations on this show where we say thanks for putting Pennsylvania on the map. This is actually a cool story. Tom Hanks is in Pittsburgh filming a movie. He comes upon a bridal party.
Heck yeah, man.
So Tom Hanks, crashes the party.
He's like, hey, I'm Tom Hanks. I would love to get a photo with you. And I immediately just like froze and I was just looking around like I didn't know what to do. It's his voice, I think. Like you see him and then he like starts speaking and he's like, you look so beautiful. Like I'm so happy for you. And he was talking in my ear. I was thinking of Toy Story.
Okay.
had a moment before the ceremony and we were holding hands and like going back to back so we wouldn't see each other. And I was like, Luke, like I just met Tom Hanks. Like I had to sneak that in real quick. I'm sure a lot of other Pittsburgh brides would love for him to photobomb their shots.
Honey, it's not just Pittsburgh brides. It's any bride anywhere in the world, okay?
Tom Hanks just one-upped that right there.
That's right. And she went on with the wedding, but that was like the highlight of her wedding. How do you think her groom felt, her new husband?
I don't blame her. I mean, but now she's probably trying to sell that picture on eBay. Look, look who's here, Tom Hanks.
Look who showed up at my wedding, Woody.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, the good news. Imagine if you're applying to go to an Ivy League school and you've gotten nothing but rejection letters and you're down to the last one. That's got to be a tense moment when you're opening the mail. And of course, somebody in the family's videoing it. Anyway, she finally got a yes. That story, the story of grandma who gets one big present, and a local wrestler is like ranked in the entire country.
And will be joining us tomorrow on Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, it's all good news this morning though, and it's all coming up.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Oh, and did I mention this wrestler is a female wrestler? That's even cooler.
Bam.
Bam for female athletes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news.
No. Now, the good news.
Three great stories for you, one that involves a parade tonight. But first, Grandma gets a gift that's historical in her life. A church pew from the church where she used to attend.
Now,
before you say, this is kind of weird, it actually isn't. Trust me. My mom's 85, and she would love to have a Catholic church pew in her living room. It's just the way the old schoolers are. Google that video if you want, even. It's adorable.
So getting into college is very stressful, and you get lots of letters, and you don't know what's in there until you open it up. And she got many rejections until finally a yes from right here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. This is the hardest thing I've ever
had. It's like American Idol or something, or a game show or something. Oh! One, let's go! She's on her way to Penn.
Jennifer Zhang got accepted. Congratulations. That's good news.
That's very good news. And locally, the city of Sunbury and a Shikellamy High School wrestler. What do they have in common? Well, Victoria Rosencrantz organized a parade tonight for Gabby Bradigan. She placed 12th in the country. 12th in the country in a national wrestling match. She'll be in a parade tonight. Look for Karina. She'll be there too.
Yes.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Karina, you get on all those dating services, right?
No. Used to.
You actually have tried them before? I was just teasing. Did you ever try Match?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh, you did?
Plenty of fish. Yeah.
Yeah?
Plenty of idiots.
Well, Match has got something new you might want to try. Jimmy Fallon talks about it.
He can talk. I ain't trying it.
It's a late night soundbite, birthday buddies, and more.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
All right, listen to this. I heard that Match just launched a new dating app for single parents called Stir. Yep, the slogan is, I'll join your hell if you join mine.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
I'm done.
Thank you, ladies. Celebrity birthdays for today on this 22nd of March. J.J. Watt is 33 years old. Steeler fans, you're still crying because he plays for Arizona now.
Anyway,
but don't worry, there's like 10 or 15 other Watt brothers coming through the ranks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Reese Witherspoon.
I love her.
Who doesn't like Reese Witherspoon?
I know, really. I mean, she even did the Ditzy Elle Woods, and I actually liked it, which normally would annoy the heck out of me. But
It was her.
Sports broadcaster Bob Costas is 70 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And a graduate of Syracuse University.
Okay, I had no idea.
I almost went to school with him, but it didn't work out.
Okay.
Almost. He's famous. I'm not. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 74 years old today.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
Hey, watch your language on this show. And among other shows that he wrote, yes, you're very right there. And one of our favorites, and he's only my favorite because I like to laugh at him, William Shatner.
He's hilarious.
He's 91 years old today.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing to him, too. Listen.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
I speak English.
I've never trusted Klingons.
I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale.
What?
When someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say get a life.
Hey, watch it there, Captain Kirk.
My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. And tribbles were puppets, not real animals.
Oh, no, don't say that.
And when I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I mean, the man went to space for crying out loud.
Honestly.
I just like that whole medley there.
That was kind of funny. I just think it's funny that he was Rocket Man and then he went into space. I mean,
there you go. There you have it. William Shatner, 91.
Does not look 91, honestly.
Well, that's called plastic surgery, Lynn.
Oh, yes, that's true. Anti-gravity.
Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday, Amanda Scholl from Nori. She's 37.
Another Amanda. Amanda Zook from Sunbury is 41. Happy birthday.
Caleb Moyer from Nori is 27 today.
Gwen Bobby, Ricky's sister, is 44 years old today.
Ian Marshall is 35. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Wakeman. I know her.
Yeah, she used to work
here. Yeah, she's 51. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jen. Julie Gwynn Bailey is 51 today.
Linda Reichenbach from Middleburg is 59.
Lori Swangers from Northumberland, she's 51. Happy birthday, Lori.
Patty Ojahowski, is that how you say that?
I'm sure. Yeah. So. We'll roll with that.
She's 51 years old today. Happy birthday, Patty.
Stephen Lynn from Danville is 66. Happy birthday.
Anybody on that book of faces?
Mm-mm.
No, nobody?
Phone's not even doing anything over there. It's not even blinking. It's just sitting there.
Well, there's a random orange light for somebody who's not even in the building, so whatever.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. And that phone will be ringing shortly when we go boing, boing, boing. So
boing, boing, boing.
It'll be coming up. Or you could use the text club or email us. We do this every single day, ladies. What's it called?
Birthday buddies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we'll be boing, boing, boinging in just about
shadowing here at its best.
I just like saying boing, boing, boing.
I just want to see you hop when you do it.
Just call me Ricochet Rabbit. It's all coming up.
Don't break a hip. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX or caller 9. Hello, who's this?
Bill Bowersox.
Bill Bowersox.
Hey, Bill.
You got a kid that would like to be boing, boing, boinging and picking up a lot of eggs for a grand prize at Ards?
Well, I actually got 3 of them.
Oh, wow. How are you going to choose?
How are you going to pick one?
Make them draw an egg out of the basket.
Kind of sounds like the way you win the grand prize in ours, but we'll tell you about that later, Bill. Congratulations. You're qualified to boing, boing, boing with us April 3rd at Ards Market.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on. We need some information. Caller 4 was Connie?
Connie Shulsky, from Elysburg. Congratulations. Both qualified to join us at Ards with 94KX.
94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, we got 2 real good ones for you. You can look them up later. You're driving to work now. Just listen to them. As a matter of fact, you might hear this as a TV commercial for Arby's pushing their new crispy fish sandwich.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet your fishes.
Hey, wait. He's making fun of McDonald's. That's a no-no. He's rapper Pusha T, and he used to be a fish filet guy. Well, now he's doing a commercial, radio and television, for Arby's new spicy fish sandwich. Okay, there's a twist in this story.
Say less. This argument is baseless. Drowned in thought of that filet-o-fish is tasteless.
That filet-o-fish is tasteless? Hey, hang on, buddy. And here's the twist. He's the guy that wrote the I'm Loving It McDonald's jingle. So you think he's playing both sides of the fast food fence?
I think he is, and I think it's working out really well because it went viral. So.
Yep, and he's making a ton of money on it.
It's Filet-O-Dough. So imagine you're just practicing the piano, and I can't imagine uttering these words back in the day. I guess it would be equivalent of, Mom, I just leveled up a Mario Brothers. Anyway, okay. So Minecraft Ender Dragon kid is just so excited to share the news that he beat Ender Dragon in Minecraft. I don't want to be me
anymore. Oh, Mom plays a pretty good piano.
She's got a good voice.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Let's go! Yes! Oh my gosh, me and my friend beat the Ender Dragon. High five. Oh my gosh.
Mom's not amused.
Although she did offer up a high five. Way to go, Mom.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Our segment we call Mic'd Up, and we are miking up the Shawley Insurance Agency. We've got Matt Funk with us and Megan Troop. It is Ag Week, and we're going to get into that in just a bit because most of us think when it's insurance time, our car, our homes, our lives, you know? But agriculture is a big part of Shawley. First of all, agriculture is a big part of our area. I mean, drive down any road, there's farms everywhere. So those local farms, we've got to be benefiting from that, right, guys?
Yeah, we definitely are. Just in Union County, where our office is, there's about 500 farms.
Wow.
And, so yeah, it definitely feeds into our local economy. I see them at local shops and farm supply stores. And yeah, it impacts our area for sure.
Well, what does Shawley do for the farmers? How do you guys supersede in that area?
Yeah, I think a lot of experience in farm insurance. We've been selling farm insurance since the mid-80s. And things like an annual review of your farm policy, looking for gaps in coverage. The companies are wanting to reduce coverages more and more. So you got to be aware of what's available, what's not, and to make sure that your family's protected and the farm is protected for the next generation.
Matt, you ever ask the farmer if he can get on the tractor? Come on, be honest.
I haven't. That's a good idea. Maybe well, next time.
I have a dear friend who's a dairy farmer in Point Township, and every time I see him, I go, Tommy, could I drive your tractor? He goes, no.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that. But guys, how can we give back? How can we give back to the farmers that we see every day?
Well, one of the big ways we can give back is to shop local farm markets and farm stands. You get fresher produce, and also you're supporting those local farms in doing so. And we have plenty. There's the Lewisburg Farm Market. There's the Seals Grove Farm Market. There's Davies Fresh Market. There's Ard's Farm Market. You know, I could go on. So, but there's lots of options in this area, and that's great.
I'm a big fan of Ard's. I mean, I just, if I'm going down that highway, I find a reason in my head to stop at Ard's. And it's not just because Kyle and the whole crew there. I just love those guys.
I live like 2.5 seconds from there, so it's a dangerous situation. I'm just saying.
Is. But support local is basically what you're saying. You could go to a big box store and buy a big bushel of carrots or whatever, but you don't know where they came from.
Well, and the also the good thing about supporting local is that you're not just supporting that farmer. You're also supporting that local business, and that helps our economy. And also, fresher food is healthier food because food loses its nutritional value the day it starts losing it the day it's picked. Mm-hmm. So it's if we all shop local, we'll all be healthier.
Yeah, they ship it from Peru, and they stick all kinds of stuff in there to make it last.
Megan Troop is from Shawley Insurance Agency, but you sound like one of them dietitian ladies. You could get like a special on the show.
I'm a mom.
There it is.
And
there
you want the best for your kids. So there
Absolutely.
You go.
Yeah.
So it's Ag Day today, National Ag Day, but it's also part of National Ag Week. And we'll be doing a Try It Tuesday coming up, which I think is a pretty cool idea because, Karina, it's kind of like a taste test, if you will.
It is. You're basically showing what the look and the taste of the local fruits and vegetables and different things in our area versus, like I said, Peru or whatever country they're being sent from.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. There probably is. So look for that video coming up and also look for us at Shawley.
Yes, we will.
Matt, Megan, thank you so much for coming in when we mic you up.
Thank you.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
On the way, we've got some late night TV. As always, Jimmy Fallon.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
In Miami, a thief broke into a sneaker store and took 20 shoes, but when he got out, he realized he only stole the left sneakers. Officers were like, the suspect is 5'10", 200 pounds, and running in circles.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started as you drive to work on the 10 things that drive you crazy at work. Number one, people scheduling a meeting and then asking what the meeting is about.
Sipping beverages loudly.
Whether at that meeting or not, yeah. Using speakerphone for personal calls. No.
I can't stand that. Asking questions while in a neighboring stall in the bathroom?
No! Save it for the conference room. Strange eating habits, like eating popcorn with a spoon. That's just insane.
Pushing their MLM side hustle on you? Is that like...
Hey, I'm selling shoes, Karina. Want to buy a pair? No! Leave me alone. Speaking of shoes, taking your shoes off at work. No.
You better not have feet that smell like corn chips.
Oh, stop it!
Singing. I'm guilty of this.
Well, it's radio. Being passive aggressive. Why is that number 9 on the list?
Because it's an art form at most workplaces.
Okay. Number 10?
Talking nonstop about their pets, especially cats. Lynn Hall.
Hey, Lynn Hall. You know how I finish your conversation quickly? I hate cats.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. Next, 94KX.
So much to talk about, and weirdly enough, it kind of ties in. The Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt with 94KX is coming April 3rd to Ard's Farm Market, a local farm market.
Absolutely. 6,000 eggs up for grabs. $700 value. It is a year of fun at Knoebels. I mean, you think about it, it's about to open up here, what, in about a month or so?
Yeah, we're qualifying people every morning.
Yes, we've got lots of great other prizes from our local sponsors and vendors. And all you have to do is listen for the Bunny Hop Sounder, which, if you missed it, how's it go, Tom?
It goes boing, boing, boing. It's really simple. Our qualifiers this morning, Bill and Connie, both one qualifying a child, the other qualifying a grandchild.
And that's your only way in, is to win by listening to 94KX.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of ARDS, we got to support our local farmers and our local farm markets all week long during National Ag Week.
Yep, and today's actually National Ag Day, so we're going to have a Facebook Live showing you the big box versus local. You'll see a difference, I promise.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next, Alicia Taylor this afternoon, and Sam Tyler tonight. Mm-hmm. Our parting shot comes from Sesame Street. Samuel L. Jackson on Sesame Street.
Yeah, he's a big bird, all right.
Yeah, he and Elmo are talking about being friends and having old friends, like snakes on a plane.
Elmo's so happy that Mr. Sam is visiting us on Sesame Street.
Thanks, Elmo, and I am so happy to be here with all my friends.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, there are some old friends that want to say hello.
Remember me?
What about me?
Oh, no!
By the way, you're it, Sam.
Looks like we're playing tag, Elmo. Yeah. They're always chasing you.
I'm gonna get you!
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.